Tyson, New York City, 214-314.
Thank you, Mr. Tyson. At this time, the lead for your hearing will be the Honorable Mr. Louis Cardenas, so just hold on, sir.
Sir, before we start, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can, sir.
Well, we're hearing you much clearly now, too. We've been having some problems with the telephone in Tucson. It gets kind of muffled sounding, but you sound very clear, so I just want to make sure we can both hear each other. Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
George Tyson, ADC number 214-314.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 15th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Tyson?
That's correct, sir.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I am representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. I'll start with me because I'm sitting closest to you on the video conference screen. My name is Louis Cardenas. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And at the opposite end of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your borough officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Tyson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm? Mr. Tyson?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Thanks to both of you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it's true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board will make the final decision whether or not you violated the conditions of supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Tyson?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cardenas.
Thank you. And do keep in mind, there is a separate vote that passes from phase one to phase two, so just understand that's a process of the hearing. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways your company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your act of not establishing residence at Central Arizona Shelter Services, 230 South 12th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, as verbally directed on or about April 9, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Tyson, is this true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Tyson's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Tyson, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tyson. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Tyson was released from ADC custody on 2/27/2018. and arrested on 4/30/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4/30/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 117/2019 with 21 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, theft, 1 year. 2014, burglary, third degree, 4 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, commitment B, count one, failure to appear, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2010, aggravated criminal damage, 5 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted prior terms of supervision. 2008, TIS release, absconded for 29 days, arrested, revoked by VOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2003, burglary, New Mexico, felony conviction, probation. 2003, burglary, second degree, New Mexico, felony conviction, probation. 2004, burglary, New Mexico, felony conviction, probation. 2004, burglary, second degree, New Mexico, felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G1, B3.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Tyson. I want to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at the Mesa House, 28 South Olive Avenue in Mesa, Arizona. On March 23, 2018, Theo Smith received a discharge letter from your approved residence, the Mesa House. You had not resided at the residence at the facility on or after March 22, 2018. On April 9, 2018, you reported to the MRPO and were directed to reside at Central Arizona Shelter Services, 230 South 12th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, but never established residence at CAS. No other residence was reported. So for the 21 days that you're missing from community supervision, are we living someplace else?
Yes, I live with my female in the area of 15 in Missouri. And I'm just going to be frank and brief. I realize you people have important work to do. Judging from the criminal history that Mr. Turner just read off, obviously I'm not a good candidate to be reinstated. But for the record and briefly, I just want to explain why I absconded.
This is your hearing, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was going to say, this is your hearing, so yes, we want to hear your statement.
Sir, when I went to USC on February 27th, I had worked 3 years at ACI at Broadbath for store trucking. I had a total of like $9,000, and the drug free when I was in prison and actually was a fabricator. Going to Mesa, Arizona, I have nothing bad to say about the Mesa house. It's a clean house, clean living facility. I butted heads with the house manager because essentially all I wanted to do when I got out was, I started with good intentions. I had the resources. I'm at 8 months away of schooling at Gateway Community College of having certifications in 4 different disciplines in welding. And I went to Mesa House. I gave them a month's rent in advance. I had actually put down a deposit before I left DOC for $115. Essentially, sir, my program, my vision for what I wanted to do, didn't really go along with the programming that they wanted me to do to stay in that house. And the breaking point came like March 19th, the resident actually died in the house from a drug overdose. And during the period where I absconded, you know, I'm looking at movement specials and this and that. But as was noted by Mr. Kielny's, by Mr. Turner, records of the past, my criminal history, it made renting very hard. The last time I saw Mr. Josh Nutt, my parole officer, who was a very honorable gentleman, I am a veteran, and he's the leader of that veterans division from Mesa House. When he told me that I couldn't stay at the residence that I was staying with this young woman in Phoenix, and that he wanted me to go to CAS, that particular day, I had a $300 suit, my shoes, I was immaculate, and long before, I took it as him asking me to lay in the gutter. From that point, sir, things spiraled out of control. And here I am. I'm not a good candidate to be a big state for this award. And, that's as honest as I can be. As I said, it's kind of a very sweet double-edged sword. DOC might let me be in that ACI program with Swift Trucking, gave me a viable way to take care of myself, and I'm grateful for that. January 19th, I really would like to be out there in that job market right now, with more school, but, 2019 is like right around the corner. All I can do is deal with this mentally, spiritually. Thanks for your time.
Mr. Tyson, I gotta tell you, I am very, very impressed with your honesty and your self-development. It sounds like a bit of a tragedy the way things unfolded for you in your transition back to the community. And it's hard to look past that you absconded for 21 days. But I will ask you, let's keep this positive. Do you have a good plan for when you return to the community one way or the other? Especially returning to the community without community supervision. Let's say when you're free and clear of this. What's your plan?
Well, initially, thanks to Senator King, veterans are getting help, and there's good grading programs. And actually, I met someone who was a TES my agent, so, and he specifically works with Arizona and Rural. So, I'm working with this gentleman to develop a program so when I hit the streets, I have employees to talk to, and I still got my family's in Chicago and they're supportive. So, the future's bright. I'm not complaining. Like they say, if I'm playing baseball, no crime in corrections. So,
again, Mr. Tyson, I'm not laughing at you. I am impressed by your character, and I do want to say, again, as a point of encouragement, you have a lot of years left in this world. You have developed yourself well. Will you be able to return to Illinois where you have support when all is said and done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Tyson, you've already given us quite a statement. I'd say a very high character statement. But we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel that is important to share?
Not at this time, but I just want to thank the board just for hearing me out on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Tyson, and thank you for your service. Actually, I will ask this briefly, as we do have several hearings, but where did you serve?
I served in the Navy in peacetime from 84 to 87. I was actually in the Naval Reserve, but I was on active duty for a couple of years.
Thank you, sir. Okay, the board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Tyson.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. For our board members, not to tantalize, but I'm so impressed with Mr. Tyson's honesty with the board that if it was not for the fact that we were confronted with the 3 weeks of absconding from community supervision, I'd be thinking hard about returning him. But I think that's a bit of a hard decision considering that this is about whether or not he's a suitable candidate for community supervision, and it seems like he needs, frankly, I think he probably needs a bit more independence. And he sounds like an individual that will do well with his independence. But that's where I'll begin the discussion, and if anyone sees it differently, I'm certainly open. Thank you. Then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. And that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1211, our discussion with Mr. Tyson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Tyson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the criminal of company, and that is inasmuch that he absconded for 21 days, and it seems that he also had some a bit of a run-in with the Mesa Police Department, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Great. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Tyson, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about January 17, 2019. I'm glad to hear you say that you recognize that that is just around the corner, because it really is 7.5 months away. I guess for some people that may sound like an eternity, but it is months, not years. You have a good plan. I'm impressed with your skills, and I hope that with the independence of not having to deal with it at halfway house or the oversight of the community corrections officer, that you'll be able to move on in your life and be a productive and responsible citizen. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Tyson, thank you for appearing before this board today, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir.